Luke's Gospel, chapter number 23. The Bible said in verse 26, "And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country. And on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus." Brother Vince, I've noticed those that get close to Jesus, there's always been a heavy cross applied upon them. But you'll notice this, that Jesus is leading the way for that He might bear it after Jesus. That lets me know if a cross has been laid on us today, it means that He is going before us. It means that it has taken me closer to Him than anything that's ever happened in my life. You ought to thank God today that you've got a cross that's laid upon you. It may be that of sickness, may be that of a burden, it may be that of hard times, but I'll promise you this, if you'll get next to Jesus, there'll always be a cross close by. Jesus said, "Pick up your cross and follow Him." The Bible said, "And there followed him a great company of people and of women which was bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and the hills cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? There were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. They were come to the place which is called Calvary. There they crucified him. And the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They parted his raiment and cast lots, and the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. The soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of the Greek and the Latin and the Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? We indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Our blessed Father, we bless you today. We thank you for the power of the Word of God. We thank You for the promise of the Word of God. Thank You. I pray You'd help us preach a while today. Save a sinner, I ask You this morning. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask You. Amen and amen. You may be seated this morning. I'm interested today in a text verse of 41. For the Bible said, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our... Can I say we're guilty? But this man hath done nothing amiss. I want to preach a Bible message today on this man. This man. Never been a man like this man. For He was God, man. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. He's the doorway to glory. He's the bright and the morning star. He's the great I Am and the still I Is and the one that is and is going to come one morning. This man. Now, I want to say, first of all, He's a saving man. Never been a man like this man, Jesus. You'll notice in verse number 26, you'll notice not only is He's a saving man, but you'll see the name of this saving man. The Bible said that old Simeon, a Cyrenian coming out of the country. Ain't you glad God loves country people? He was a coming out of the country, minding his own business, and he got real close to Jesus, and Jesus got on the front, and they attached that cross to old Simeon. What a great day in my life when I got attached to the cross with Jesus. It's life changing when you get next to the cross with Jesus. You'll notice this name of this saving man. They called His name Jesus. It is the earthly name. Many men called Jesus and Jesus. But there's never been a name like this name. For it is a name above all names, the Lord and Jesus Christ. Peter, James, and John went down at the beautiful gate and the beggar was dropped down. They knowed for to bring him. He looked at Peter, James, and John, expecting to receive something of them. And Brother Gerald, every time I preach this verse, I think of you. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and walk." He went to leaping. I don't know what some Baptist churches would do with that member. And praising God. The name above all names, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and walk. There's life in this name. The name of this man. Secondly, the nature of this man. You'll notice as he got between the two malefactors, you know what the word malefactor means? It means no goods, low down, sinners, thugs. And he cried and he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The nature of the saving man is like no other nature. He died on a cross But that ain't the end of the story. On the third day, He got up and He's walked in this world. He went back to the Father and He sent the Holy Ghost to live in our lives, to lead and guide us in all truth. And He set this great Bible pattern. Forgive. You know, it's hard to forgive folks that's put you on a cross. It's hard to forgive people that have put your back to the smiter's whip. It's hard to forgive people that has made fun of you and has thrown jesting words in your face. But Jesus, in His great nature, Brother Steve, painted us to the highway of glory that we're to cry, "Forgive them." And it's hard to do. His nature. Never been a man like this man. Not only His name and His nature, but you'll notice His need. What people didn't know is Jesus is the greatest need of their hour, and Jesus is the greatest need of our hour. It's not a better politician, and it's not putting more money, but honey, it's lifting the name above all names. He's the need of our nation, the need of our country, the need of our church, and the need of our hearts this morning. The need. You say, why was it a need? Because one was fixing to die and go to hell. But there was a need there. They both needed Jesus to get into heaven. By the way, the story's not changed. You need Jesus to get you into heaven. Now, you'll notice in this story there was a saving man. But number two, you'll notice there was a sinner man. He was a malefactor and he had one caught with him beside him. And you'll notice as this story unfolds in verse number 39, this sinful man, and one of the malefactors which were hanged, railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." You'll notice this sinful man in his ways. He was a wicked man. You know, Brother Mike, what I've seen in preaching the gospel and dealing with people, it's hard to reach a good moral person. But I will remind you, this Bible tells us in the book of Romans, we were all sinful. Born from Adam's bloodline. We have a depraved nature. That's why you ain't got to teach your children to do wrong. It comes naturally. That's why you need them in a Bible preaching, teaching church to teach them to do right. My nature's never been to do good. My nature's always been to do wrong. So we see this sinful man and his nature. We notice here of his ways. But secondly, look at this sinful man and not his ways, but the sinful man and his words. The Bible said in verse 39 that he railed on him. You know what that means? Makes an accusation. Throws the words back in his face. He didn't like Jesus. He didn't believe that Jesus was doing nothing. He thought He was a fake. A sinful man in his ways. Sinful man in his words. Now look at the sinful man and his withdrawing. I don't want you to miss this. I'm not going to preach much longer. But in verse 39, look what he says. "If thou be Christ, save thyself. You know what this man in hell today, what he now realizes? This man died and went to hell according to all we know about the Bible. You know why he went to hell? Because he withdrew himself from Jesus at his cross instead of getting close to him. God has never meant a cross to be brought into your life to take you from God. But in this world, when hard times hit, they curse God. When they lose everything they've worked, or they've lost a child, or a spouse, or a hard time, they don't snug up to God. The majority withdraws from God and curses Him. The sinful man. His ways, his words, his withdrawing. If thou be, you're never going to get saved doubting Christ. Thirdly, not only the saving man and the sinner man, but thirdly now we fixing to see a surrendered man. This man is so much alike the one that is on the cross next of him, of his thieving buddy. But something happens in his heart. All of a sudden it dawns on him. And I didn't notice this week till I was preaching one night in revival. And the Lord had this verse raised up with me, Brother Tim. Verse 41, I want to say first of all, that this surrendered man, you'll see his fact in verse 33. They were come to the place which is called Caleb. There they crucified the malefactors, one on the right and the other on the left. He was a sinner. You're a sinner. Not only his fact, but verse 40. Now, this is what I'm interested in. Look at his fear. But the other answer rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?" He feared God, and the other thief didn't fear God. I've heard people say this. As a young pastor, I used to come back real soft, but I'm going to answer it a different way this morning. I've heard people say, "Preacher, y'all not preach on hell? Y'all not preach on that blood on the cross and scare my children? You better pray the God in heaven, the Holy Ghost scares them to death." He feared God. I fear God. I'm not afraid of God. I've made peace with Him through His Son. But I fear God. It scares the fire out of me when I do something wrong. Not that I'll be lost, but the repercussions that are coming to me and my family and my church that I pastor. You'll notice this surrendered man, something happens. We see the fact, the fear, but now look in verse 41. Brother Jim, this is what I seen preaching the other night that I want to highlight. Look at his fate. You know what this man did? Look, he just become guilty before God. He said, "We indeed justly, for we received the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss." He got guilty. You'll never get saved till you get guilty of your sins. I'm glad Jesus made me guilty. Matter of fact, the law proves me guilty. There's none one, none good, no, not one. You know what just happened to this man? He just got lost. When have you ever got lost? I'm not asking when you joined the church. I'm not asking you when you got baptized, and I believe once you get saved, you ought to get baptized. But his faith, you know what he said? I'm just a die and go to hell. Now, you'll notice that something unfolds. Not only do you see the fact and his fear and his faith, but in verse 41, look at his finding. He found out something. He said, now, me and you, bud, getting exactly what we deserve, but this man hath done nothing. We put him on the cross. The finding. See, you got to see Jesus higher than who you are. You got to see Jesus greater and higher than the governor and the president. Because there's no other man that is a saving man but the God-man. His finding, verse 42, his faith. Now look what it says. The little thief said, if you be God, save us. Now look at his faith. Pretty simple what he said. Underline this. He said unto Jesus, not to the thief, not his buddy. But he realized in his finding who he needs to call upon. This is what he said, his faith. He said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me. Now, if I'm going to take this Bible and show you how to get to heaven, I've got to use the Bible to do it. It's not my opinion. Opinions are a dime a dozen. This is facts. This is what I'm going to heaven on. Grace through faith. He said, Lord, he didn't say, remember us. See, it's an individual thing. Remember me. Boy, I'll never forget Brother Mike, Sandy Flat Baptist Church that morning. I sat with Brother Nick, who sat in that third row. I had no idea what God was fixing to do for me, but all I know this, God was the one I had to turn to. And when I took this step by faith, my whole life changed. The Bible says we're saved by grace through faith. Let me explain that before I end this sermon. Grace is what God's done for you through His Son. Faith, the Bible says, is given every man a measure of faith. You can believe with your heart and turn to God. His faith. You say, did it work? Yep, because this is what I want to say. Now, not only His faith and His finding, but now His forgiveness. Look what Jesus said. Today shalt thou, not y'all, but today shalt thou be with me in paradise. I want to say about this. I hear a lot of folks preaching this. Work. Let me ask you something. His hands was nailed to the cross. He couldn't work. I've heard people say, well, you got to walk. His feet was nailed to the cross. He couldn't walk. But he could have faith out of his heart and believe. Would you like to believe Christ this morning? A surrendered man. You'll see not only his finding and his faith, you'll notice his forgiveness. Look at his future. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. You know what the Roman Catholic Church teaches in their doctrine? If you die lost, you go out into purgatory, and one of the saints come by and pay the priest enough money, and then they can pray your way into heaven. That's a lie out of hell. his future. Hey, Brother Ken, where's that old thief at today? He's in paradise. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The rich man died, and in hell he lift up his eyes. It's no purgatory. Now this thief got saved by grace. Does away with me with works. I've heard people preach all across this country, you've got to be baptized to wash away your sin. That ain't in this text with the Lord. We come into Christ for salvation. We go into baptism for testimony. Wouldn't that be a blessing if you got saved today? You see, we've got this Bible, the King James Bible, which is the only Bible in my eyes or my heart. There's not another Bible. It's the Word of God. You know what that fish, ain't that amazing? That old boy got caught. He become guilty. He feared God. And you know what he simply said? Lord, remember me. And Jesus said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Michelle, won't you come this morning? I want you to play up. Could we sing Just As I Am this morning, Brother David? Just